Welcome to the Preaching and Leadership Podcast. This is the place where you'll get practical, actionable help on how you can preach and lead better. Our ministry partner for this episode is Disciple Labs. Disciple Labs is a brand new software that I'm excited to be using at The Crossing where I serve. Basically what it is it is a software that allows you to measure the spiritual health of your people. It allows you to measure beyond just tracking attendance or giving or baptisms, but to also dive into how they're doing in their daily walk with the Lord. You'll be able to identify trends, recognize areas that need improvement in each individual and in each ministry area. There's no more guesswork. You can get a full picture of how your church is doing at making disciples, and you can implement changes necessary to make a bigger impact. So if you're ready to unlock the spiritual health data in your church, I encourage you to go to rookiepreacher.com/disciple labs. That's rookiepreacher.com/disciple labs. Some people say that the sermon isn't as important as it used to be. That, you know, with podcasting and YouTube and Vimeo and all these different channels of media, people can consume sermons from their favorite preachers all through the week. And so the sermon at their local church by little old you, little old me, aren't as important. It doesn't mean as much to them. But a recent Gallup study confirms that they're wrong, those people who are saying that the sermon at church, at the local church, isn't important. 75% of churchgoers in America say that sermons relevant to life is the reason, one of the main reasons why they attend church. 76% say that sermons teaching scripture are why they go to church. Preaching is important, and if you want to reach the visitors and have them come back again, your sermon delivery is huge. And not only that, but good sermon delivery is faithfulness to the Word of God. Being able to take your whole self, your best self, and deliver the best message you can, that is being a good steward of the gift that God has given you. So today on the Preaching and Leadership Podcast, we are talking about some unexpected ways to improve in our sermon delivery. So let's jump in. I have a conviction, a belief that no matter how long you've been preaching, you can improve your sermon delivery. I believe that with all my heart. You can learn new things. You can take a step outside of your comfort zone because that's where growth happens. But the thing is, you have to work on it intentionally. Like just like with anything else, if you want to win at it, be good at it, you've got to work on it. So don't just let this be, you know, a podcast you listen to, but let it be in a set of actions that you take. So are you ready? 5 unexpected steps to get toward improving your sermon delivery. These are keys. All right, 1, get your mind right before you arrive to church, to the building, to the location, to the venue where you're preaching. I am an advocate of having a pre-preaching routine. When I dialed this in, it was like a switch was flipped for me. Everything began to brighten up in my preaching. I don't know what you'll need to do to get your mind right before you arrive to your church's gathering space on Sunday, but it may include some things like this. Maybe an early morning prayer. Maybe reading the text multiple times through, the main one that you're going to be talking about. Maybe it's listening or watching a sermon from another pastor. Again, this is all on Sunday morning. I recently recorded a video on YouTube, and what I've done is I pulled the audio from that, and I'm going to share that with you right now because this is my Sunday morning pre-preaching routine. Here it is. Hey guys, Brandon from rookiepreacher.com here. I want to share in this video with you something that's going to help you get ready to preach. I don't know about you, but there are some times in the week where it's a sermon that you don't really feel sure about, or maybe you had a rough week and you're just not fully there. Well, I want to introduce to you an idea and a routine that I've developed for me, and I want to share it with you because I hope it's going to help. It's my Sunday morning pre-preaching routine, and what this has done for me is allowed me to get my mind around what I'm about to preach, no matter what else is going on in my life, so that when I get up there to share God's word, it's my best, and I'm giving it my all. So,
Let's do this. Number one, when I wake up in the morning, on a Sunday morning, I wake up early. I don't know what time you have to be at your church for Sunday morning services, but I encourage you to set your alarm a little bit early and as early as possible to where you get enough sleep, of course, on Saturday night, and wake up early. Next, I go to God in prayer. I ask him to just use me that day. I pray for the people who will be at the church that day. I ask God to both open my heart and open their hearts as he is going to do his work. And I ask him to really just push me out of the way and have him go forward in what he wants to do. Number three, I read that main passage of scripture again that I'm going to be preaching on. I go back and read it. If I have time, I read the surrounding context, the textual context, so that I just have that really fresh in my mind and in my heart. And a lot of times, it's funny, a lot of times when I go back through that, God will wreck me a little bit and just bring out some emotion that I hadn't been experiencing all throughout the week. He'll do that in that moment. And I believe that's just God getting my heart ready for what he wants to do. Number four, I look through my message again. If you follow rookiepreacher.com and you've heard us talk about how we prepare sermons, I do a manuscript, but then I also boil that down to preaching notes. So I will look at both my manuscript and my preaching notes on Sunday morning before I even leave the house. And then I will put on a sermon. If I have a little bit of time, I'll watch a sermon from someone. You know, we all have our couple of people that we like to go toward. It just allows me to get my mind around the beauty and the privilege and the honor and the weight of preaching God's word. And so sometimes I'll put that on audio and I'll listen to it while I'm in the shower, getting ready for the day, and I'll just continue to listen to that on my way to the church. And so I encourage you to try that. That's something that has helped me. I get ready, I leave the house, and then we have a prayer team on Sunday mornings that prays with the speaker that morning. And so I'll go in and pray with them. And again, it's another prayer that's really focused on our servants who will be serving that day. It's focused on the people who will be there. And it's also just pleading with God that he would show up and do what he wants to do in that message that day. After that, the service starts, worship is happening, I'm worshiping God, and then I go into the back. We have like kind of a back room before you can walk up into the stage. You could do that from the front, but I like to go in the back during the last song, right before the message, and I get my preaching stretch in. Like, I stretch out my legs, stretch out my arms, because I want to be loose and ready. Because I like to move around a little bit. I don't usually do any cartwheels or anything on the stage, but I want to be ready if I need to do that. Just kidding. I wouldn't do that. Don't recommend you to do it either. But I get that stretch in, and that really loosens me up, makes me feel just ready to go. And then one more prayer before I go out there, again, asking God to push me out of the way, and then it's go time. I go out there, and I enjoy it. I have fun, and I make sure that I bring all of me to that message. And that's what this really does for me, and I think it will do it for you. If you decide to develop a pre-preaching routine for Sunday mornings, I believe it will help you give all of you to that moment, to where God is speaking through you and you are sharing his word with your people at your church.
All right, so that's number one, get your mind right before you arrive. That was my Sunday morning pre-preaching routine. I highly recommend you get one yourself to get your mind ready, so that no matter what you're going through during the week, you can be ready to preach God's word. Number two, stretch before you go on stage. I mentioned this in my pre-preaching routine, but if your body isn't loose, you'll be stiff. Profound, right? But think about it. If you want to preach an engaging message and have the freedom to move about, then don't just get your mind and your spirit right before you preach, but also get your body right. And here's just a little rundown of the stretches I typically do, and feel free to Google these. The first one is chest stretch, like pull your arms behind your back. Another one is tricep stretch, pull your arm over your head, use your other arm to slowly stretch the other out. A shoulder stretch, if you played baseball, you know this one. You put one arm across your chest and use the other to stretch it out. quad stretch, bend your leg at the knee and use your arm to stretch it back. A hamstring stretch, touch your toes without bending your legs or try. But here's the point. You know, you can do all kinds of different stretches. You want to. Here's the point. Get loose before you go on stage. As I would tell my baseball teams when I coached, loosey-goosey, loosey-goosey. Number three, enjoy it. I don't know about you, but if someone told me to go to your happy place, one of the places I'd go is preaching, because I have a ton of fun delivering God's word. Sure, if it's a lot of weight, but you know, it's a lot of weight on your heart, on your mind, and you know, you just have that weight on you throughout the week as you're preparing and anticipating preaching God's word. But man, it's a blast. It's a blast. So here's a test. Ask your spouse or a close friend of yours if you look like you enjoy it when you preach. Just ask them, hey, my last sermon, did I look like I was enjoying myself? They'll know you best and will be able to tell you. So when you enjoy preaching, your congregation will notice and it will make your sermons far better. They'll see that you actually believe what you're saying and that you're having a good time. It's not just about, you know, being all intense, but enjoy it and let your personality come out. Number four, be you. Be you. God doesn't want you to be your favorite preacher. He wants you to be you. After all, he made you on purpose. Too many of us, we act as if we were not meant to be the way we were wired. We act as though that person's a better preacher, so I should probably mimic them. And this person, oh, they're so eloquent, so I should probably try and preach in that way. Oh, they have such a good cadence, I'm going to try and adopt that. No. He made you on purpose. If you have a dry sense of humor, take that to the pulpit. If you're an animated person, take that to the pulpit. Be you. God made you to be you. The sanctified you, for sure, but God made you to be you. For example, for me, I've got two modes. I can be super serious and focused, and I can be super goofy and energetic. And if you're familiar with the Enneagram, I'm an 8 with a wing 7. So I'm an intense person with a wing that makes me fun sometimes. if you're familiar with the Myers-Briggs, I'm an ENTJ. But here's the point, rather than getting down a rabbit trail of personality tests, be you. I take those two things with me to the pulpit. I take my serious and focused self, and I take my super goofy and energetic self to the pulpit with me. At least I try. But unfortunately, I didn't always do this in the past, and I'd often only be like the super serious challenger, and my sermons would often lack flavor, personality, and, well, it lacked me. But do you want to know what helped me be me? Well, I made it the point to enjoy preaching, to have fun, and to let my humor come through. I don't ever plan, like, jokes. I don't plan them. But what I do is let them come out as I'm preaching. So be you. If you don't know who you are and how you're wired, the Enneagram is a great thing to dive into. Also, the Myers-Briggs, as I've mentioned, is very helpful as well. And I'll have a link to a free test that you can take for the Myers-Briggs. It's called 16personalities.com, and you can check that out in the show notes at rookiepreacher.com/PLP10. That's 10, PLP10. Number five, preach as their pastor, not a conference speaker. You don't have to be the most eloquent. You don't have to be the most polished. The thing that will make the most difference in your preaching and in my preaching is to make sure your congregation knows that you love them and care about them. So get to know them. Let them get to know you. Be real. Be vulnerable. Tell them about Jesus a lot. They don't need another podcast preacher, YouTube preacher, or Instagram preacher. They need you to be their pastor. And that is where the difference comes in. Because what that means is that you walk with them, you love them, you lead them. Because when you do that, your sermons, like obviously that's what we're supposed to do as pastors anyway. But a nice benefit to that is that your sermons will be exponentially better if you do this well. Preach as their pastor, not a conference speaker. That'll do it for another episode of the Preaching and Leadership Podcast. As always, thanks for joining me. If you would, even if you don't listen to this podcast on iTunes, it would be super beneficial to this podcast getting in the ears of more pastors if you would go there, leave a rating and a review, and then subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting platform of choice. If you would like some free resources to help you preach and lead better, then go to rookiepreacher.com and click the button at the top of the page. It says download, and you will get free access to our entire resource library. Hope you have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.